Dipanshu has been training for 3 years. His goal, to play for India. But FIFA's ban may change that.
Actually, the main dream is that World Cup, na? But because of the World Cup is organized by FIFA, so we can't play because of the FIFA ban. But I hope government will do something and uplift the ban. But till then, we can play national football like ISL and all that leagues.
FIFA has suspended the federation that manages football in India. Trouble began when its former president stayed on after his tenure ended. The Supreme Court replaced him and appointed a committee to manage the football body. FIFA has called it undue influence from third parties, which constitutes a serious violation of its statutes. FIFA says it will reverse the ban if the committee is disbanded and control is handed back to the federation. The Supreme Court is hearing the matter and has asked the government to get involved. New Delhi's biggest priority is retaining hosting rights. The Under-17 Women's World Cup is scheduled to take place in October. Indian players have also been banned from international matches. When Gokulam Kerala arrived in Uzbekistan for the Asian Women's Club Championship, they were told they couldn't play.
It is very humiliating for the entire footballing fraternity of India. And this is not the way we should go ahead.
The ban has prompted concerns about the future of the game in India.
Obviously, if you're not recognized in a sport, why would anybody want to play the sport? That's common sense, right? So that is a huge deterrent. COVID has led to a lot of aspirants giving up sport, not taking up sport, because there were other challenges in life and other challenges in India too. So it has meant, that has been for the past 2 years, it's been a problem. Youth competitions could not be held because there were vaccine issues, etc. So anyway, the sport was reeling.
The government says it's talking to FIFA to find a solution. Players and fans are watching closely, hoping India will be back in action soon. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.